KSWV, Keswabe Radio, 99.9 FM, 810 AM. Well, I'll tell you what is our distinct honor and privilege to have our friends from Rivetta Family Funeral with us. I want to welcome our good friend, who is like family by now, Mr. Bob Clifford, to the program. And I want to welcome a new member of our family, Selena War. Good morning to you both, and thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you. We appreciate the invitation.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I want to send a shout out to all the crew there at Rivetta. How's everybody doing over there at Rivetta?
We're doing all well. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, Rivetta Family Funeral, always here to support our community. Obviously, in very difficult times, and you become like family to us when you help care for our families and our community. And so I just want to start off by saying thank you to Tim and you both and everyone there at Rivetta for all that you do. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your kind words. Thank you.
Selena, is this your first time on the radio?
Yes.
All right. Well, we have a newbie here with us today, and you're going to be a veteran by the time we're finished, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bob, there is this community cookout and resource fair that's going to be taking place in the beautiful Espanola Valley. And got some great information from Selena, but why don't we kickstart this morning's talk with telling us a little bit about it, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Tim and I challenged our other location managers to become a little more active in their communities and be seen and help with projects and, you know, join whatever they could join to do things. Selena came up with this brilliant, brilliant idea, and I'm going to let her explain it more than I can, but we were just amazed when she told us what she'd like to propose and like to do, and she went out and did it pretty much in quick order. Yeah. And so we're really happy that she's taken that on, but I'm just going to let her explain what it is and when it is and how we're going to do it and what's happening.
Well, Selena, you reached out to us about this community cookout and resource fair. Tell us about your idea here.
Just to kind of help out the community. Now that it's getting warmer outside, we're seeing a lot more, I guess, a lot of the homeless just kind of wandering. And we notice a lot of them kind of go through our stuff, and it's kind of sad to see that. So I just wanted to help out and see if we can give them anything that would help them through the summer.
Wow, Selena, I tell you what. So this community cookout and resource fair, it's a community food drive for those in need. Tell us a little bit about this food drive and you know, what are you looking for as far as donations?
Right now we're looking for like gentle, clothing, like used clothing, still wearable, non-perishable food items and toiletries, just like the essentials, necessities.
Oh, that's good, because, you know, those essentials and necessities, man, I tell you, we all use them, we all need them, and they all come in handy. And this is great because it's a food drive, resource fair, cookout. But when people come by and they bring something, you actually have, like, what, hot dogs and hamburgers?
Yeah, so we'll be giving out free meals as well. We have a couple local businesses who have agreed to provide food to help us. We'll be grilling up, like, hot dogs and hamburgers. And it's for the whole community, too. It's not just the homeless. You know, anyone is welcome to come by for some food.
Let's give the details on the date and the time on that. This is taking place when?
It'll be the 24th of this month from 12 to 4 p.m.
All right. Okay. So taking a look at the calendar, folks, the 24th is a couple of Saturdays away. So 12 days away. So June 24th from 12 to 4. Really exciting, Bob.
Yes, it is. And Selena, didn't you finagle the fire department in partnering with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Tell us. The fire department's going to be there, huh?
Yes, I reached out and asked them if they wanted to kind of co-sponsor, kind of help us out a little bit, and they're willing to volunteer. They'll be the ones grilling up that day and
they're
handing
doing
out
the
food.
Cooking, right?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, I love this because our firefighters are there just with you guys all the time, helping our families, our community. And look at this. This is going to be a great opportunity for us to come together as a community there in the beautiful Espanola Valley. Yours truly, I was raised in Upper San Pedro, yo. So, you know, I love Española. So I want to say a big shout out to all the plebe there. This is a big opportunity, folks. The Community Cookout and Resource Fair. Selena, you've been telling us, you and Bob, about this taking place on June 24th from 12 to 4. Now, where is this going to be at in Española?
This is going to be at the Española Plaza.
Oh, that's a beautiful setting.
Yes, we have the whole grounds, so we'll have all our resources there as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I'm taking a look at this. Rivera Family Funeral Home Community Cookout and Resource Fair. To help those in need, we're going to take a quick break and listen to a word from our sponsor. And of course, that's Rivetta. And we'll be back in just a moment on KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 8:10 a.m. talking about this community cookout and resource fair.
The Rivetta family of Santa Fe Funeral Options is proud to be Santa Fe's only locally and family-owned funeral home. Since 1933, the Rivetta family of Santa Fe Funeral Options and Memorial Gardens has been providing caring and compassionate service at a cost you can afford. We are located at 417 East Rodeo Road, and you can call Bob Clifford or Tim Rivetta at 989-7032 to answer any questions on pre-planning or veteran services. The Rivetta family of Santa Fe Funeral Options, bringing back a affordability to funeral service in Santa Fe.
KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM, 8:10 a.m., hanging out with Bob Clifford and Selena Ward with Rivetta Funeral Home. And really appreciate you being here with us today, talking about this community cookout and resource fair that's going to be taking place on Saturday, June 24th from 12 to 4 at the Plaza de Española. And Selena, let's get into this a little bit more about the donations that are needed. I know you have this on the flyer that we're going to be sharing after our interview here on our social media outlets. But let's go over that again. Just people are maybe tuning in for the first time right now. Tell us a little bit more about what you're accepting.
So right now we're accepting donations for non-perishable food items, like canned goods, anything like that, boxed food, you know, clothes, gently worn or just new, anything that, you know, it could be for use of someone else. And
yeah.
Oh, that's the third one.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what about, okay, so this weekend we're doing some cleaning at our house, and we're coming across these stuffed animals that our kids have that are in mint condition. They are, my kids take care of these, they're in mint condition. Do you take any, like, stuffed animals or something like that?
Yes. So pretty much anything that you don't need that you feel anyone else could use, and the more the better.
Oh, that's awesome. Selena, thank you for that. And Bob, this is great because, you know, Rivetta, you're here in Santa Fe and all of northern New Mexico.
That's right. We serve Taos, Los Alamos, Española, and Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And just a side note, the Santa Fe office is sponsoring our annual summer solstice program on the 21st of June. Sadly, it starts at 6:30 in the morning, but it's a very spiritual healing event. If you've lost a loved one over the last year or two, or life has just had a little bit of problems for you and you're down a little bit, we'd like to invite you over. I think you'd benefit a lot from this event that we're planning on the 21st of June at 6:30 a.m. at our Kiva Chapel.
Can we expand on your Kiva Chapel? It is incredibly beautiful. It is so healing. It is so peaceful, the experience that I've had there. But let's talk a little bit about your Kiva Chapel, Bob.
Well, the Kiva Chapel was created. Mr. Tim Rivera did most of that creating with the architect's help. And he had a vision that we needed to put up a facility on our Rodeo Road location. And instead of putting up a square box, a rectangle box, we wanted something that was unique and different. And our idea was to create a spiritual healing place. Mm-hmm. Well, the Native Indian culture has the Kiva chapels where they go for their spiritual needs and to meditate and to heal. And the Kiva chapel was designed under that preface, and it has turned out to be a very healing, special place. And on my own personal family, we've had the need to use the facility, and it really is a special place in my heart.
It's a very special place in our hearts as well. We've attended there for members of our community, members of our own family. We've seen the beautiful configuration of the Kiva chapel. There's natural lighting, of course, a water feature. There's different lighting accents that could take place, and of course music. The acoustics in there sound beautiful. When we were there for a friend's funeral a couple of years ago, there was a live kind of, don't know if it was a quartet or what, but it was really beautiful.
Yeah. And so with all those things that you mentioned that we put together for one day twice a year on June 21st and December 21st, which are both the winter and the summer solstice. And it really becomes a wonderful event, and it's really spiritual. And please come if you have a chance. Thank you.
And in Española, we've had many opportunities to go pray in the church there in Rivera and Española. And so just really thankful to the good folks there, Selena, you and your crew there for everything there. I know that a lot of people find a lot of peace there.
Yes, they do. We enjoy helping them as well. It's beautiful.
We'll mention that Al Vincent Romero, who used to work at our facility in Santa Fe, is now the location manager over in Española. And I think people have dealt with him here. They certainly understand he's a trustworthy and a diligent funeral service professional. So if you're in Española, please look him up and give him your best.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Well, I'm so excited. Here we have an opportunity to give back to our community with opportunities for non-perishable food items, toiletries, gently used clothing, some maybe good condition stuffed animals to go to those in need. Selena, man, you're an angel. Thank you for all your what you're doing there.
Of course.
So we're going to give the details one more time. And Selena, we're going to put the spotlight on you to bring this home for us, okay?
Okay.
Tell us all the details one more time.
Okay, so we're having Rivera Funeral Home is having a community cookout and a resource fair on Saturday, June 24th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're currently accepting donations, toiletries, non-perishable food items, any clothing that's still wearable that you don't want, toys of any kind, anything that would benefit someone that that you no longer need. We'll be offering a free meal that day as well. We'll have resources for just anything that you can that you think you might need help with, and just we welcome the whole community.
Wow, thank you so much. And this is going to be with the assistance of the Española Fire Department. And when you stop on by, there's going to be some hot dogs and hamburgers. And so, Selena, our hats off to you. And Bob, thank you. Any final thoughts or words before we end this morning? We'll start off with you, Selena.
I just hope to see everyone there. I just hope to see a lot of people there. I'm really excited about this.
Want to give any shout-outs to anybody?
To my grandmother.
Aww.
Yes, she's been excited about this too.
Well, hi, Grandma. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for your wonderful granddaughter. Bob, any final words this morning?
Well, final words is just appreciation to Northern New Mexico families who choose Rivera Family Funeral Home for their special needs. We thank you all. We love you all. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you to you both. Again, folks, this is taking place on Saturday, June 24th in the beautiful Española Valley, Plaza de Española, from 12 to 4. Come on by, check it out. Let's support our community, right?